Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mara here, and our local pharmacist Fionnuala is in from O'Casey's Pharmacy, Eileen Keane, Eastwall. I say you know everyone in the area, do you?
Oh, well, we're getting there anyway. We know a lot of them.
A lot of people coming in. So chicken pox and shingles. If you've been through it, you know all about it. But if you haven't, what are the signs, first of all, of chicken pox?
I don't think a lot of people realise this, but before the chicken pox themselves come up, you can get kind of flu-like symptoms like a fever, headache, general feeling unwell, aches and pains. And then an itchy rash comes up in clusters, and most commonly around the face, behind the ears, and then on the torso, on the chest and on the back, stomach, arms and legs.
It normally happens in children.
Yes.
But adults can get it, as we learned in our household a couple of years ago.
No.
So Anna got the chicken pox in creche, and we thought we were grand. And my husband thought that he'd had chicken pox as a child. And he hadn't. And next thing, he's 3 weeks he had them for.
Oh God. And they say that, I suppose children are so resilient that the younger you get them, the better you are, you know,
yeah.
Get over them quicker.
Yes, the adults aren't such great patients. Are you better off your child getting the chicken pox then? Like, I've heard of these chicken pox parties where you try and spread it a little bit to get them over.
I've all heard of them. I think like it's the sort of thing that like most children will be exposed to. And children are contagious for 1 to 2 days before the spots come up. So there's no way of kind of knowing that someone's going to be exposed to or not. So it's one of those things that, you probably might just be better off getting it.
Just get it and get it over with. Because you only get it once, don't you?
Well, that's what they say now. I have heard people saying, oh, so-and-so got it twice. But generally, it would only be once unless maybe you received a really, really mild case and then you kind of got it again. But it's a virus. So once you get it once, your body should kind of have built up white blood cells that recognise it and prevent you getting it again. They fight it off the second time.
Do you need to go to your GP with that, or can you just go into the pharmacy and get the bits and bobs that you need?
You wouldn't need to go to the GP unless you are pregnant, a newborn child, so a child less than 4 weeks old, or you're suffering from another illness, in particular an immune system illness, because it is the immune system it's affecting.
Okay.
So like that, they kind of say if your chicken pox is very close to the eyes and things like that in kind of more sensitive areas, then you may go to get them checked out. But to be honest, it's TLC, chamomile lotion, paracetamol for the fever, the pain, and try to beg the child not to scratch.
You're almost better, I suppose, when they're younger and you can put the gloves on them and that, and you can stop them from doing it. So chamomile, that's still the thing, is it?
Yeah, and a lot of people, what they would do is actually keep it in the fridge so that before they put it on, it'll be very soothing.
And just paint that on, or how'd you put that on?
Well, once you've clean hands, it's very watery. So the best thing to do would be make sure you've clean hands, put a bit onto hands and rub it on to the affected areas.
Okay. And do you have to keep reapplying that, or?
Yeah, that can be reapplied as often as you need, really. People most commonly use it before going to bed, or if they're home from school or work, that's when they'd use it, because it does kind of come up like a pinky cream and it will rub off on the sheets, but then you could throw them in the wash, they'd be fine.
Okay, so it just kind of eases the itchiness.
The itchy pain,
and I still remember having it as a child. Oh my God. Then shingles. What are shingles?
So a lot of people have this kind of idea that shingles and chicken pox are the same thing, or you can get chicken pox from shingles, or you can get shingles from chicken pox. And it's a little bit more complicated than that. But basically, when you get chicken pox, I said earlier it was a virus. So when you get it, your body fights it off. But that little bit of the virus is always in your system, dormant, right? So it's kind of hiding away. And then at some stage in your life, you may get shingles, which is the virus being reactivated. All right. And shingles comes up a little bit slightly different. It kind of looks more like blisters and clusters, and they'd kind of be more concentrated on the chest or the back area. But again, these things come up different, everyone. It's its own virus, but caused from the chickenpox virus coming back to life.
Okay. Now,
it's really not known why it comes back or why it happens. But a lot of the times it can be linked to a dampened immune system or stress factors.
Mm-hmm.
And the most important thing to remember is with shingles, you can't get shingles from chickenpox, but you can get chickenpox from shingles.
Right, okay.
So if I got shingles and I was around someone who didn't have chickenpox before, I could potentially give them chickenpox. So it's the same idea as the shingles and chickenpox. The whole idea of the contagiousness is the same. You're contagious for a couple of days before, then you're contagious until the scabs or the blisters or the spots or the blisters have crusted over.
So you need to stay out of work.
Well, if you're contagious, you will. But once they've crossed it over, you should be okay. Now, the only thing with the shingles is the shingles can quite often cause a lot more pain. Because the virus lies dormant in the nervous system, your over-the-counters might not do the trick. So you may need to go to the GP. And quite often, a lot of people will be recommended to go to GP with shingles because it is just that bit more complicated.
Yeah. Okay, so they might need something stronger.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for clearing that one up. There is Sunina from O'Casey's Pharmacy down on Eastwall. It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.